Human Resources in Hospitality, Chapter 10, Industrial Relations. This is a very important chapter in this book, in the subject Human Resources in Hospitality, because industrial relations is that relationship that every employee comes in contact with. He has to relate with each other. He has to build up a relationship within the organization, with the co-workers, with his superiors, with his subordinates, with the union and the management. The objectives of this chapter is the importance of industrial relations, the effective handling of staff relations, listening to workers' problems, moral and motivation, which helps in strengthening the labor relations, enforcing work discipline, dealing with misconduct and disciplinary actions. All these areas will be dealt with in this chapter. The structure, we go one by one, step by step. The introduction to industrial relations, the importance of moral and motivation, provision for incentives to work, grievance redressal, importance of discipline in hospitality industry, misconduct and disciplinary action, and conflicts. What is industrial relations? Industrial relations means the relationship between employees and employers in course of employment in industrial organization. Wherever there is an industry or people working together, industrial relations is very important. The relationship, cordial relationships, will end up in the smooth functioning of the organization. Industrial relations is used to denote the collective relationship between management and worker. Whatever are the collective relationship, there may be conflicts between the employees and the employers in connection with wages, in connection of working hours, in connection of the facilities provided to the workers. Industrial relations is used to cover such aspects of industrial life as trade unionism, collective bargaining, workers' participation in management, discipline and industrial dispute. Definition: according to Mr. J. T. Dunlop, industrial relations are the complex interrelations among managers, workers, and agencies of the government. So we can see in industrial relations there are different areas that need to be studied. The relationship of trade unionism. What does a trade union do in an organization? Collective bargaining, workers' participation in management. This workers' participation in management has a very important role in hospitality. Every team works together. We have the safety team, that two or three people from every department makes this team, and that is how we participate in the management process of providing safety to the staff. Discipline and industrial disputes is also very, very important where there is conflicts. But in the hospitality industry, this is very, very less. Industrial relations means the relationship between employers and employee in course of employment in an industrial unit or industrial organization. The introduction to industrial relations, institutional factors, where the factors are maybe different types of institutions have different factors, different organizations will have different factors. The economic factors are the labor turnover, the labor mobility. Technological factors is modernization, computerization, etc. Psychological factors is how the staff reacts or acts with his family, with other problems related to family and welfare. What is the psychological condition of the staff or an individual at his workplace? Political factors are usually factors that are governed by the politics, the political parties in force that puts pressure on different organizations. So we have several factors. The most important five factors which are usually found in every organization are dealt with in hospitality also. Industrial relations in hospitality has a wide scope. Its scope expands to other areas of management because of its elastic nature. The industrial relations in hospitality has to deal with various other legal issues, mainly the licenses that are obtained for the running of a food service unit, for the running of the hotel. They have to deal with the industrial relations, deals with any problems even between the staff and the guest. There may be issues where staff and the guest have not related in the very good, does not have a very good service encounter, and hence the staff and the guest has a problem. And this issue also is solved by the industrial relations department to cordial relationship or by settling the matter in-house. Moral and motivation. Achievement motivation, affiliation motivation, competence motivation, and power motivation. These are four types of motivations that are available, or we find them from time to time in every industrial organization, in any setup where we find workers working together. Moral and motivation in hospitality. In hospitality, moral is connected with the basic feelings of the employee in relation to his job, his family, physical and psychological conditions. Moral is that important part of one person's personality or the staff's personality, where it is a basic feeling of an employee in relationship with his job. Very often, if the supervisor is harsh or victimizing the particular employee, this level of moral is reduced. In hospitality industry, it has a very bad impact on the staff. The psychological conditions are very low because of the long duty hours. Physical and psychological conditions also leads to more low moral in the employee. Long duty hours, and we find that the shift supervisor may not be very good with the worker, particular worker, and hence he is constantly under psychological stress. Physical stress is because of the hard work of long duty hours. Moral should be raised by considering this good duty hours. Recreation on the job should be provided from time to time. The leisure time or the breaks should be utilized in playing some indoor games along with the staff co-workers, and hence the moral of the staff can be improved. We have to work. The welfare department of the hospitality unit work together to bring about good moral in every staff of the organization. Employee motivation and moral. Much of the value is intangible but invaluable. Green incentives increase employee loyalty and pride as well as reduce the turnover. Improved overall satisfaction results in improved productivity. Here we can see that the moral motivation and moral is intangible. Very often the hotel provides you with such incentives, such compensation that is invaluable, and hence the moral and the staff moral is elevated and he gets the right motivation to do a good job. Provision of incentives to work. Economic provisions usually are monetary, that is an increase in pay or additional perks, compensation in way of leave travel or holiday abroad, etc. Non-economic provisions are usually education, compensation to children's fees, etc. Both these play a very important role in providing incentives at the workplace. Incentives in hospitality. Human Resource Development Department makes provision for incentives to work that will tend to enhance employees' expectations and bring out more productivity. The more the incentives added to the staff, the more the level of productivity increases. The staff will work well from time to time. They will be able to give their best. Along with the hotel product, the intangible comes out very naturally. We find that the team works well and the team relates well with other departments also. Communication leads to good productivity, and this comes naturally if the team is given good incentives. Besides individual incentives, team incentives are also present in the hospitality industry. The whole team is given an award or the trophy of the year so that the teamwork is improved. In hospitality, we find that the end product is the combination of different job functions by different employees. One person may do the pre-preparation, the other may do the cooking, the other will do the presentation, the garnishing, and the service is done by the restaurant staff. So you see that the end product is a combination of four or five different staff working together. When people come together in combination to complete a certain task, there should be a cordial relationship. This is possible if the right attitude, the right incentives, the right motivation and moral is put into force day in, day out, from time to time, every time at the workplace. Incentives lead to a happier and healthier you. Grievance redressal. Salaries and wages. There is always a grievances when we compare our salary with others. We find sometimes people who get more salary on a higher designation doing less work than another person with a lower salary, the grievances start growing. Supervision also plays a very high role in grievances. The supervisor may victimize a certain employee, may be pulling him up at every time, and hence it is difficult for him to work. Working conditions in the hospitality industry, this does not come into the forefront because most of the working conditions are very good. In fact, the hospitality industry makes it a point to provide good working conditions to the staff, since they consider the staff as a human asset of the organization. Collective bargaining is the unions get together to bargain with the management so that the right salary structures are given to all the staff. Seniority, promotions and designations, etc. This is an area where continuously it has to be updated. Area where seniority or promotions come into play is mainly dependent on the performance of the staff. If the staff shows inclination to take up more responsibilities or higher responsibilities, they are put into practice by giving them a chance to be a senior person or promoting them to earn next post. Most of the hotels work on internal recruitment before they ask for external recruitment. That is, any higher post vacant within the organization, the staff that are already working in the organization are given the first chance to apply for the post. The lower staff, if found suitable, will be interviewed accordingly, will be given the necessary training to take up the higher post, and hence the designations will be elevated. Miscellaneous are different other matters that require to be addressed. Grievances usually come from other departments, staff working in one department with another department. Usually in hospitality we find that there are grievances with the security department and the engineering department, and hence these have to be sorted out through the departmental heads meeting from time to time. Grievance redressal in hospitality. An employee may have grievance against his immediate superiors. The immediate superiors are usually the duty officers, the head of departments, or the supervisors. He may have a grievance with the management or against a fellow worker. Any such grievances has to be handled very tactfully in the hospitality industry, since the work cannot come to a halt. Importance of discipline in hospitality industry. By positive discipline, one is to understand that it is self-motivated desire and action. Positive discipline comes from within. The values, the culture, the educational background plays a very important role where discipline is concerned. Most of the hospitality staff get this discipline from the institute they belong, the IHM, that is the Institute of Hotel Management, make it compulsory that they discipline the students at that level in the classroom and at the workplace. It comes out naturally. Conduct of employee in an organization conforming to the norms, codes and objectives set up in lawful and acceptable means. First, we see that discipline comes in naturally. Secondly, there is a conduct based on the norms, objectives and the lawful laws, rules and regulations set up in the organization. Every organization have their own rules of conduct. Rules showing what is the dress code, the timings, the etc. All these are either given to the employees in hospitality during the induction program or the orientation program that is held in every hospitality unit. Besides this, there may be a handbook issued to each staff with the rules and regulations of the organization. This becomes very easy for the employee to function within the code of conduct and have a positive discipline attitude in his day-to-day functioning. This, as I told you, most of the IHMs or the students at the student level gets this training at their in the classroom level itself, and hence it is very important that all the freshers that come out of a hospitality educational institute are usually having positive discipline attitude that goes with them into the industry. Hence, hospitality industry does not find it very difficult that with the first point of discipline. The conduct of employee, as I told you, becomes a little bit of a procedure and process that has to be induced into the staff. And orientation takes place, and these employees are given the rules and regulations in the handbook or the manual of the organization. Discipline in hospitality industry. As I explained to you earlier, discipline is very, very important, and these along with the communication. The two keys that are necessary for the growth of individual in an hospitality organization is effective communication and the right discipline. It is very important that staff are disciplined because we are exposed to directly to our customers. We are exposed directly to the customers. There are certain areas or certain staff that do not come in contact with the guest. Example, the engineering department or the housekeeping department, the purchase department, the stores department, administrative departments of the hotel organization. These staff also are required to conduct themselves in a disciplined, right manner. The two key terms are right communication, good communication, and discipline. As you see here, you find that there are different departments, people working together in a disciplined way. You can see they're conducting themselves in the right uniform, in the right procedures are being followed. Uniform and discipline is very, very important. Again, here you can see the disciplined way of training the staff with the right attitude. Misconduct and disciplinary action. Every breach of discipline may amount to misconduct, and the penalty will vary with the gravity of the misconduct. The company's written disciplinary procedure is used as guidelines for any misconduct. Misconduct and indiscipline may be of different levels. How grave is the indiscipline or misconduct has to be taken into consideration. The gravity of the misconduct. The company's written disciplinary procedure is used as a guideline for handling such a misconduct. If the misconduct is not so grave, it can be corrected by a verbal warning, etc. We will see this procedure a little later. Misconduct and disciplinary action. Disciplinary stages. If there is misconduct or indiscipline, the first stage is to give a verbal warning. The supervisor comes in direct contact with the employee or the head of department in a smaller organization and is given a verbal warning. Second, if the misconduct is repeated by the same person for the second time, a written warning is given to the staff. Third is a second written warning, and if misconduct or indiscipline continues, suspension orders are to be given. Suspension leads to an inquiry of the misconduct or indiscipline, and the results of this inquiry will give you the punishment of terminating the employee or demotion or loss of increment, that is monetarily, he will be suffering. So indiscipline and misconduct has to be, certain stages have to be followed according to the set procedure of the organization. Steps for disciplinary action. Once the inquiry has been taken, there are several steps by which we can go into the procedure of conducting a disciplinary action. Framing and issuing of the charge sheet. If the discipline is very serious, an inquiry will be conducted. For this, the employee has to be issued with a charge sheet. Receiving the defendant's explanation. An explanation has to be given by the defendant either within the time frame of the charge sheet. The charge sheet will mention clearly the time frame, whether 24 hours or 48 hours, 72 hours, etc., depending on the nature of the grievance or the emergency of the situation. Issuing notice of inquiry. As soon as the defendant's explanation is received, the notice for inquiry will be set. Holding the inquiry. The next stage is to hold the inquiry. A letter to that effect will be issued to the staff that you have to appear for an inquiry on at so and so time and date that is specified in the letter. Finding of the inquiry office. The inquiry will be held and the inquiry officer will mark the grievances or the seriousness of the situation or the issue or the disciplinary action. Decision of the disciplinary authority. After the inquiry is held and the staff is found guilty, the decision of the disciplinary authority will come into play. This has to be communicated in an order of punishment. The order of punishment will be issued to the staff. The order of punishment will be in form of a notification to the staff, copies of which will go to various departments. Say if he has been terminated, we have to send the termination, the copy of the letter to time office so that they know that such a staff is withdrawn from the payroll of the organization. Accounts has to be notified so that his previous accounts have to be settled. This is the last topic in this chapter, that is conflicts. There are two types of conflict, the organized conflicts. Usually the organized conflicts are within a group, that is maybe the union conflicts that lead to strikes or work to rule. A group of people come into play in organized conflicts. Usually the management is notified that this decision of a strike or a work to rule will be taking place on so and so date and so and so time. Unorganized conflicts are usually hierarchical conflicts, functional conflicts, line and staff conflicts, formal and informal conflicts. These are usually between a staff and a staff and a supervisor, a staff from one department and the staff of another department. Conflicts in hospitality is very less. In the hospitality industry, conflict is usually under control and the common cause are more often not present. Hence, conflict is very unusual situation in the hospitality units. We do not find usually conflicts arising at the workplace in hospitality units. More and more staff are more cordial, work-related, and they work as a team. Since discipline and communication are the key terms in hospitality, this does not lead to unorganized conflicts. The conflicting situation is usually handled by the supervisor or the head of department immediately, so that none of these conflicts become so grave that it requires intervention by the industrial relations department. Conflicts in hospitality are very small, maybe due to work nature related, that is maybe a completion of job not in time, or blaming game that takes place in the hospitality. As I told you earlier, one product is handled by several people, and hence it is very easy to blame each other. This blame game usually leads to serious conflicts in the hospitality industry. This area is disciplined by training given to staff at every level so that this blaming game does not take place. Hence, conflicts are minimized in the hospitality industry. There is very little scope of conflicts in hospitality. Earlier also I have discussed that conflicts does not take place very easily in hospitality industry, because day in, day out we have to work with each other. We have to work to meet the organization goals. We have to work to meet the team goals. Hence, we are very closely monitored by the supervisor, and hence the area where conflicts occur is usually dissolved in no time. Thank you.